Okay, so good morning.
Good morning.
This is Teresa Malley interviewing June Purvis.
June White. I was W-H-I-T-E.
Oh, okay.
Purvis.
So why did you decide to attend your 70th reunion?
Why did I choose what now?
To attend this reunion.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed. 70 years? That makes me 80.
Wow. So what activities were you involved in at Leon?
I was really not in any because I transferred from Sopchappie High School because my family moved to Tallahassee. And so I only went 1 year to Leon High.
How old were you when you transferred?
I was a senior. I only went 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just spent your senior year at Leon?
Yeah, just my senior year.
So did you attend like prom or homecoming or anything like that?
You mean at Leon High?
Mm-hmm.
I attended some of the homecomings, but I was not in anything.
Oh, okay.
Because I was
a new student.
A new kid on the block.
Yes.
And my block didn't get very tall.
Did you have a lot of close friends?
No, not too many, but I was in the program, the DCT program. I worked, I had a job.
Okay. Did you have any siblings?
Yes. They didn't come to school here, no. But some of them went to FSU, though.
Oh, okay. Very cool. There was a lot, going on in the world during the time that you were at Leon. Did that ever affect, the students at Leon or the environment or anything like that?
I don't think that we were affected by that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was not.
Mm-hmm. What have you seen that has changed at Leon? I know you haven't seen a bunch, but...
It's so clean.
It's so clean.
It is just so clean. And the red, white, and they left out the blue, but that's okay. But it's beautiful.
Oh, good.
And the hallways were so impressive. They had been waxed beautifully. Where is the janitor? I'll give him a high five many times. I'd like to have him with me. He's such a great cleaner, whoever he is.
Mm-hmm. So when you were here, it wasn't...
No, it was not this big. It's been added on to because that's like 70 years.
Mm-hmm. So when you were here, was it just like the main building?
Just to me, it was the main building.
Okay.
Like I said, I was in that DCT program, and I just stayed half day. And then I had a little job. I worked at the Tallahassee Bank. That's still in operation somewhere here. And I was... When you back then, you had to go through every department in the bank, and finally, I worked there probably about 4 years, and then I went and worked with maybe 5 years went to the state. But I became a teller, and I was I think H through L, and I ended up. I'll tell you about my private life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I met a Georgia boy. Georgia. And I waited on that Georgia boy for 3 years, and then we became husband and wife, but he was in medical school by that time. He made a general and vascular surgeon. We practiced in Valdosta, Georgia all these years. And he started the first African-American clinic in the state of Georgia, probably in the United States.
Oh, wow.
Hello, come in. You need to...
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for talking to us.
I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Went to Mercer. And so I waited on him. I came back home and I got a job at the bank. I was working at the bank. And then... I had a disagreement with somebody in the bank, and so I thought, I'm getting out of here. So I'm trying to remember, he was the governor of Florida, and I have to stop to think which his name.